For a couple years now, we've been wearing cloth masks. You know, part of this, the pandemic came and there was a shortage of that type of thing. We couldn't get medical grade N95 masks for everyone, so there were regulations and rules and requirements passed that people needed a facial covering, and we covered our faces with cloth, with t-shirts, and whatever we could get. And as long as somebody had something over their mouth, even if they didn't cover their nose, it seemed like it was good for people, you know, and folks would get on an airplane, and as long as they had that mouth covered with some type of cloth. And we learned to trust it. We, as a pattern of behavior of doing it over and over and over again and seeing it over again, we felt more comfortable if we walked up to somebody or somebody walked up to us and we were both wearing some type of facial covering. Now, we know from medical professionals that the cloth mask does pretty much nothing, and we knew this. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to know that if you can breathe freely through it, that germs are going to be passing through it freely as well. And, but we learned to trust it. I heard one lady say, you know, I just feel so naked without it. And I laughed. This is Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace. Consider this. What if that type of trust that we learn over a long period of time were to be placed in a more positive direction? What if we learn to trust Jesus? What if we learn to trust His Word? What if we learn to rest on His promises and to just believe Him and what He said? And if He said He loves us, to know that He loves us, what if we begin to trust that He has our best interest at heart? Over not just a week, not just on Sundays, but over such a period of daily application, that it's day after day of trusting Him, that after a couple years, we just feel naked, right? If we haven't been in the Word, we just feel like something's missing if we haven't had time with Jesus. Oh, for that kind of trust. Yet some people will learn to trust in things that are not worthy of our faith. But if we're going to have faith, why not have faith in something that's been proven, not in a cloth mask, but faith in a God who loves us and who has all power. I love this old hymn, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus," just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, and to know. This is what God says. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him over and over. That's the pattern part. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. And here's the prayer part. Oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that He is with me. And He will be with me till the end. I love the last verse. Yes, it's sweet to trust in Jesus. Just from sin and self to cease. Oh, that's my prayer. Just from Jesus simply taking. And here's what all the world is really hungry for. Life and rest and joy and peace. Have a blessed day.